When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody, Merry Christmas and welcome to First Take. Shannon Sharp, RC here with your boy right here. Let's get right into it because we only got an hour show, all right? We're going to move this along. You know the rules. Speak when you're spoken to. I'm the boss today. Molly ain't here, y'all. How about them Cowboys? Dallas now loses of two straight on the road after losing in Miami last night. Thanks to a game-winning field goal as time expired. The Cowboys are now currently the number 5 seed in the NFC as we wait to see the results of the Giants-Eagles game today. Here's Dak and Coach McCarthy on their road woes.
This is completely on everybody, one that sucks, but definitely took a step, I guess you can say, from obviously last week's game, getting some points, playing a hell of a team here on the road. It sucks. We hate to lose. Nobody's taking any more victories from this.
Number one, it was a juggernaut game. We got to play better than we did today because, you know, you have to play above it on the road, and, you know, road warriors, we will be.
Shannon Sharp, we watched the Cowboys lose this game yesterday. They've been exposed.
No, because they've had this issue all year long, is their inability to consistently score in the red zone. And when I broached the subject, oh, we won the game 38-3. We won the game 24 this. I'm saying, but when you step up in competition and you have these woes into the late in the season and in the playoffs, you lose ball games. You lose ball games by kicking field goals instead of scoring touchdowns. You lose when you turn the ball over in the red zone like Dagnum did, and they got no points out of that situation. And defensively, If you look at RC and Stephen A, when you look at the Cowboys defense and they don't get scooping scores and they don't get pick sixes and they can't sit their offense up on short fields, this is a different team. And so they haven't been exposed because I've been seeing this for the entirety of the season. Instead of now people calling me crazy, they say, well, Shannon Sharp might have been on to something, RC.
Go ahead, RC.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is actually worse. Right? Because we were questioning Dak Prescott and what he could be. And if everybody's going to come on here and defend Josh Allen when his team loses, we have to defend Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott had his MVP drive. Dak Prescott had his moment. This is supposed to be a team. In the offseason, this is what they said. Mike McCarthy said they'd run the football better, which they don't. And Mike McCarthy said they'd finish games defensively. Well, Dak Prescott gives you the drive of the season. And now the Micah Parsons, the DeMarcus Lawrences, the Stephon Gilmores, the Deron Blands, you have to go out on the field and make a stop. There was no pressure because Mike McDaniel got the football out of Tua Tagovailoa's hand. You had a 15-yard face mask penalty. And in the most important moment, Dan Quinn reverted back to who he was, which is a man-to-man defense. And Mike McDaniel dialed up the right play at the right time. But here is what was most disheartening to me. You had two plays to keep this team from getting a first down. And you allowed the Miami Dolphins, who everybody in the entire football world knew were going to run the football, you allowed them to get a first down and run the clock out. I believe if you're that defense, you got to say to yourself, if we get the football back to Dak Prescott, we have a chance. And they couldn't do that. So they have been exposed in this sense. You go and get bludgeoned the week before. Yes, the offense plays better. Yes, the defense doesn't get gashed. But in the important moment, you didn't show up. And it's what Stephen A. always says. You build yourself up, not only for a season, but in the game, and you let it down in the most important moment.
Well, I appreciate RC bringing that up because that's absolutely accurate. I mean, he missed something. He didn't add something. What can go wrong will go wrong. Let's not forget that. I tell everybody to be patient. Just wait. The holiday season rolls around. This is when it happens. I don't want you nosediving early. Right. I want your hopes high. And then all of a sudden, you're plummeting. Let's take this into account, Shay Shay. Here's the deal. The Dallas Cowboys, 7-0 at home, 3-5 on the road.
Right.
Averaging 39.9 points per game at home, only 21 on the road. Yesterday, they only converted 33% of their third downs, right? I'm looking at that. And here's the thing that I think they've been exposed to answer the question directly, RC and Shay Shay. Here's the deal. You can run the football on them. And by the way,
Correct me if I'm wrong. Y'all know I don't. I'm talking to two Super Bowl champions. Yeah, I ain't never played a damn game. Okay, never wanted to. They want nobody hit me. All right, Shannon. Here's the deal. I'm looking at these guys and I'm saying to myself, why is anybody? If you watch the Dallas Cowboys against the Eagles, if you watch them against Arizona, if you watch them against San Francisco, if you watch them yesterday, why are you even thinking about running the ball wide? They got good speed.
Yeah. Yes.
You're playing right into their hands. When you run in between the tackles and you play smash mouth football with a bell cow at your running back spot, you can run all day on the Dallas Cowboys, not to mention the fact you take things out of Micah Parsons' hands as well. That's what I'm thinking. I didn't see enough of it yesterday as far as I was concerned.
Right.
But the reason I say they're exposed is because you know you can run on them. Go ahead.
Well, they haven't been
exposed. I have a question for you, Shane.
Go ahead, RT.
Yesterday in watching that game, how much of a difference, though, does Micah Parsons make at the middle linebacker position in the run game? And so if I was Dan Quinn, on first and second downs, I would allow Micah Parsons to play the middle backer because you can't even get to third and longs, third and intermediate, because the way people are running the football on you. Did you see a big difference in way this defense looked against the run when Micah was at Mike?
Well, I think the thing is that I agree with Stephen A. because they were trying to get wide, and that's not the way you attack the Dallas Cowboys. And another reason I say they haven't been exposed, because they haven't been able to run the football all year, and they couldn't stop the run against it when they're playing against good teams.
Right.
So I didn't learn anything yesterday that I didn't already know. Their red zone woes offensively, their inability to run the football, I think they might miss Zeke, especially the tough yards that Zeke could get. And I definitely think – did you see what Amari Cooper did?
Oh, yes, I did.
Did you see what Amari Cooper did?
I saw 265. Receiving yards. That's what I saw. I saw a number one that looked like a number one.
RC, they don't get enough from their 2 and 3 receiver. Now, Brandon Cook stepped up, made a big fourth down catch.
Yes,
but consistently, they don't get enough out of Michael Gallup. They don't get enough out of Brandon Cook. They don't get enough out of Gallup. Because he hadn't been the same since that injury. CD was CD. CD had 10 targets yesterday. He should have had 20. Because if you're not going to travel Howard or Jalen Ramsey with me, I'm going to wear your third and fourth corners out.
Hold that thought. I got to come to you and RC with this because you brought up CD Lamb. 2-4 catches, 93 yards in the first quarter and a touchdown. Last three quarters, 2 catches, 25 yards. That's not about him. I mean, I understand they should have targeted him more, fellas. But, I mean, if you got 2 catches for 25 yards over the 3 quarters against the Miami Dolphins, isn't that to some degree about CeeDee Lamb? Go ahead, RC.
That's not on CD, though. That's on Mike McCarthy. CeeDee Lamb won when you gave him opportunities to win.
Absolutely.
Especially in the slot. Think about that last drive when you had the gotta-have-it plays. It was CeeDee Lamb on third down, matched up against the third corner in the slot. And then on the outside against Xavier Howard on fourth down, you run a sprint out to CeeDee Lamb and he comes up with the big play. He probably scores if Deshaun Elliott doesn't dang near pull his pants down in the red zone. And so I think CeeDee Lamb was where he needed to be. I feel like there was a spell in that game where they didn't target him enough, especially with the early success in the slot. And Shannon already said it. If you're not going to travel Xavier Howard or Jalen Ramsey into the slot with CeeDee Lamb, he should have had 15 targets yesterday.
Absolutely.
And I believe that's why they were slowed.
I give you the last word, 30 seconds.
A lot of times what happens is that when a wide receiver gets off to a fast start, sometimes as an offensive coordinator, you think, oh, they're about to take him away, so let's go ahead and travel. Let's go elsewhere with the football. No, I'm going to make you take him away.
Yeah.
I'm going to force you to put Jalen Howard or Xavier Howard. They're going to get a lot of frequent flyer miles because they must travel with CeeDee Lamb. And if they don't, I'm going to wear your third and fourth corners out. He should have had 22 targets for over 200 yards because I know he's going to come down. He's shown he is a legit number one receiver, and he deserves to be talked about amongst the greats that's currently playing.
Well, 2 quick points before we go to break here. Number one, if anybody would know about frequent flyer miles, it would be you two. That's number one. And number two, I want to appreciate and applaud y'all because we started off the show. We're getting ready to go to break on time, which means you have both followed instructions. Way to go, RC. Way to go, Shay. Following instructions. That's what it's all about on First Take this morning.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Back to the NFL with the top three MVP favorites all in action tonight when Baltimore takes on San Francisco. Brock Purdy is the odds-on favorite as of now, followed by former unanimous MVP Lamar Jackson and all-world running back Christian McCaffrey. Huge one tonight on Monday Night Football, so let's get right to it. Shannon, will this game decide who wins the NFL MVP award?
I hate to say yes. Because if you look at Brock Purdy's numbers, RC and Stephen A., Lamar Jackson's really not close. Brock Purdy has 31 total touchdowns with 9 turnovers. Lamar Jackson has 22 total touchdowns with 13 turnovers. So, I mean, I'm trying to figure out when you look at the numbers, and I understand, and he's number one in QBR, second in passing yards, number one in passing touchdowns. So, I don't really get it. I think this year we really have a chance for a running back. And this might be the best chance, and it might be the last chance, RC, that we see a running back win the MVP in the modern time because of the way the game has been opened up for the quarterback and the wide receivers. Normally, quarterback going to win the award. But I think there's an outside chance that Christian McCaffrey wins it, but I'm still going to say Brock Purdy. It's Brock Purdy's to lose.
Go ahead, RC.
So I say yes, and I say it decides who wins it between Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy. I believe the San Francisco 49er that plays the best tonight gets to me to be in the lead or the lead candidate for the MVP. When you look at what Christian McCaffrey has done, it's been absolutely phenomenal in the fact that he affects the game in every single facet of offensive play. He runs the football. He catches the football. He pass protects. He's a guy that blocks downfield for wide receivers when they catch the ball. And he's also the most integral chess piece to the most diverse offense in football today. And then when you look at the other side, at the Brock Purdy's and how he's executed within this offense, he's shown you that he's not just a game manager. He's the best that Kyle Shanahan's ever had. He's much like Matt Ryan was when Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons, who, by the way, also won the MVP. I believe that Lamar Jackson's a long shot. It wasn't elite. I believe that Lamar Jackson is a long shot because in the end, they're going to look at his numbers from this year and compare them to his MVP numbers. When you're the Lamar Jacksons of the world, when you're the Patrick Mahomes of the world, sometimes you're fighting against yourself. And I don't believe that Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey have to do that. And by the way, they're having the best seasons of their career.
I agree with y'all, but I'm going to hold out hope for Lamar Jackson in this respect. I don't think it's going to happen. Let me preface it by saying that. But what if the Baltimore Ravens were to blow out San Francisco? What if Lamar Jackson puts on the show? What if if he does so without this cat Keaton Mitchell available to him, who's probably going to be out for the season? Knowing the load that he has to carry, knowing they're 11-3, seeing all the hoopla coming into the game and how they feel disrespected because they're such a considerable underdog in this game. I'm looking at all of those elements. I'm looking at what we're seeing from San Francisco. 6-game winning streak, averaging 34.5 points, winning by 12 or more points in each of those games. If Lamar Jackson shows up on national television on Christmas Day and shows out in a way that far usurps the performance of a Brock Purdy and a Christian McCaffrey,
I think all of a sudden that could create some interest over the last 3 weeks of the season.
He will need to have one of those games. RC, you remember that Monday night game he had against the Rams where he had 5 touchdowns and he dazzled with his legs and his arms?
Yeah.
Oh, if you were to have one of those games, Stephen A., well, all bets are off because there's very seldom that we can see a quarterback that can do so many things with his legs and his arm. Now, if he were to have one of those type of games, and like you said, the 49ers lose in convincing fashion, okay, maybe. But I don't see them blowing out the San Francisco 49ers. And
neither do I. None of us do.
Yeah, like that's the hard part. But we also have to think about this. Lamar Jackson gets an opportunity against the Miami Dolphins as well next week. And so if he has one of those great games against the San Francisco 49ers, which we know is very difficult to do, and then you backdoor that by solidifying and clinching the conference and beating the Miami Dolphins playing at a high level, I believe then we get to talk about Lamar Jackson in that. And I think this begs like a bigger question. What is the MVP exactly? And how do we give it out? Because what I believe is no one is asked to do what Lamar Jackson has to do for the Baltimore Ravens to be successful. But even in what you're asked to do, you have to do that at a higher level than other people are being asked to on their team. And for what Brock Purdy is asked to do, he's executing at a level like we've never seen a San Francisco 49er quarterback execute under Kyle Shanahan.
Well, the question that I throw to both of y'all, and I'll start up with you first, Shannon. I mean, what about the notion that you're basically dividing. You're going to compromise the vote because CMC and Brock Purdy are both playing exceptionally well. They're both MVP candidates, and they may cancel out each other, thereby opening the floodgates for Lamar Jackson to ultimately have a shot at winning it.
I agree with what you just said, but I think it's more likely, RC, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's more likely that C-Max wins Offensive Player of the Year and Purdy wins MVP as opposed to Christian McCaffrey taking sweepstakes and winning them both. Because if you give Christian McCaffrey the MVP, how do you then in turn around and give Brock Purdy the Offensive Player of the Year?
Gotcha.
Because we've seen that happen before. Yeah. We've seen a quarterback win MVP, and then another player, I think Justin Jefferson, 1 year won the Offensive Player of the Year. And so we've seen that happen. And so the likelihood of the quarterback losing the MVP and winning Offensive Player of the Year, I just don't think that happened. I think it's the other way around.
Honestly, though, Shay, like you said it, like if not this year, let's just rename the award the Best Quarterback Award. Right. Yeah. If it's not going to be a year where the Patrick Mahomes hasn't broken records or Lamar Jackson isn't doing things that we've never seen a quarterback do, and you have a guy like a Christian McCaffrey that's already scored 20 touchdowns that affects the game in so many different ways, then no running back's ever going to win it again. Or it's going to take the Adrian Peterson 2,000 yard year. And so I believe that this game tells us which one of these players from San Francisco takes the lead. I think if Christian McCaffrey comes into this game against somebody like a Roquan Smith, a Patrick Queen on the other side, a Kyle Hamilton, and has one of those transcendent games from the position where he dominates in the run, he dominates in the receiving game, I think he does move into that spot.
I think
voters will see him that way. But it's more likely, and it's unfortunate, that Brock Purdy has a game where he doesn't turn it over. Brock Purdy has a game where the San Francisco 49ers win and the voters go to or revert to what they always do, which is say, this is the best quarterback or this is the very good quarterback on the best team. He must be the MVP.
And with
great numbers. Yes, I took the 49ers because I think they're playing I think they're the best team. The Ravens are the second best team, but I think they just have a gear. When I look at them and I watch them play and you look at them, they just have a gear. And when they get on people, they don't get off. They just go. I mean, 42s and the way they beat the Cowboys and the way they beat the Eagles and the way they beat the Seahawks and the way they beat teams. Mm-hmm. It's just I'm going with them.
I see who you got winning.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. I picked the San Francisco 49ers, but this is what I'll say. They struggle against the run, and this team could run the football. And everybody struggles against a quarterback that can move like Lamar Jackson.
That's right.
If Lamar Jackson understands that his legs are the most vital weapon in this game, I think this game could be close. It could be very interesting. And then it's going to come down to who executes in critical football moments.
I'm going to tell y'all where I'm interested in before I go to break. I want to see Lamar Jackson trying to run the football exceptionally well and wreaking havoc in that regard. Because if the San Francisco 49ers can contain him in the pocket and find a way to neutralize Lamar Jackson, then as far as I'm concerned, all the interest goes out of the rest of the NFL season. Because if they stop Lamar Jackson doing that, there's nothing to talk about in terms of who's going to win it all. We're just waiting for the coronation of the San Francisco 49ers. Again, I applaud both of you. You were succinct to the point, you listen, and now we go to break.
Hey, Stephen A, I'm not sure if you missed what's changed. What's changed is you don't get to give your soliloquies because you're hosting, and that's why we on time.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm not going with that now.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To the Celtics and Lakers. This is the first Christmas game between these franchises since 2008, which was a finals rematch from the previous summer. The Lakers won 92-83 behind 27 points from that man, the one and only, Kobe Bryant. This season, the Celtics are tied with Minnesota for the league's best record and enter today having won 7 of their last 8. Boston rolled in its last 2 games, scoring 140 points in wins over the Sacramento Kings and the Los Angeles Lakers. Look at this right here, but it wouldn't be Christmas without LeBron James, of course, Shannon Sharp, who's playing in his record 18th game on the holiday. The soon-to-be 39-year-old is coming off a 40-point effort in Saturday's win against the Oklahoma City Thunder. We are now joined by the man, the myth, the legend himself, the one and only Michael Wilbon. What's going on, big time? Merry Christmas, my
Merry
man.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Doing?
Good to see you, brother,
this morning.
Right.
Shannon, it's been too long. I just got to watch you from afar. But you all do your thing.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. It's good to see you in person.
Good to see you in person.
That's right. Two Hall of Famers sitting beside me. I'm so privileged. Wilbon, let's get right to it.
All right.
Are the Lakers the legit threat to the Nuggets in the Western Conference?
No. Not from what we're seeing right now. Stephen A., listen, Bron and AD have played in the overwhelming number of games. And what are they in this morning? Ninth, 10th? Where are they?
Ninth.
Yes.
Okay. They don't look like it now.
Okay.
I'm not saying they're disappointing. I'm not saying they can't rally. We saw them just 2 years ago. You can't remake the roster every time at the break. You're not going to be able to do that. So I'm looking at them, and it's not a matter of anybody being deficient. My God, LeBron James is playing at a level that no one close to his age has ever played.
Right.
But is that enough? When you look at the Nuggets, is that enough? I know they had a nice win on the road in Oklahoma City. And if they were in a series, you're going to take the old team. Young teams don't do anything in the playoffs. But there are too many teams, Stephen A., to climb. They're not as good as Minnesota right now. They're not as good as Oklahoma City. They're certainly not as good as the Nuggets. They're not disappointing like the Suns. But, no, they're not a threat to the Nuggets at this point.
Shen?
You said LeBron James is playing his 18th Christmas game. Playing well. You left that out. You just said he's playing. He's playing well. Not just Christmas, not just on a Monday there. And a Tuesday and a Thursday and any other day. Because you saw that. Don't try to poo-poo the 47-7.
Don't sit up there. This is what I'm going to have to deal with all you. First of all, I would like to add on Christmas Day in the Christmas spirit. I have LeBron James as an MVP candidate.
You sure?
They just need to win more games.
They will.
They need to win. That's emotion talking. That's emotion talking.
What's going
to
happen?
Right,
what's going to happen to get them? They got a lot of teams to climb, Shannon.
They're going to have to make a move. Unfortunately, they're going to have to make a move.
What move? A big move.
A big move. And you see what they did. They've already moved D'Lo because of the inconsistent play in
That's
the backcourt.
Right.
I mean, you got Austin Reeves coming off the bench, and you don't want to take those bench points away because if you put him into the starting lineup, now where are you going to get bench production from? So D'Lo did come in, and he played well the other night. Maybe that's what he needed. Maybe, hey, sit back. We're going to put somebody else in the starting lineup. Mm-hmm. I think they started Vando instead of him. And says, okay, D'Lo, now get your mojo going against the second
unit. I want to say this about D'Lo. I'm really, really sick. He needs to hear this message on Christmas Day. I'm really sick and tired of those goat noises that he makes in the background. It's not that LeBron doesn't deserve it. I understand that. What I'm saying is this. He's doing it because you ain't doing what you supposed to be doing. I mean, could you step up and take some load off of the soon-to-be 39-year-old?
Stephen A., no.
D'Lo should be able to do something.
He should show you got a post.
Remember how off he was in the Western Conference Finals. I'm sorry to do that on Christmas Day to you, but damn it, it's true. Go ahead.
Listen, the expectations on the Lakers are often just out of line. Stephen A., they're not good enough.
Mm-hmm. I mean, talk to Shannon. Talk to Shannon. He doesn't listen. I try to tell him this all the time. He doesn't listen.
I agree with you. They can't remake the roster like they did 2 years ago.
Right.
But they're going to have to make a move.
Yes.
Because as presently constructed, they're not good enough. We're asking D'Lo to do things that we've seen his career long enough now to know he's a very nice complimentary piece.
Right.
Taking a load off LeBron James, that ain't happening.
But that's the problem. Anytime you play on a team with LeBron James, you've never faced this level of expectations. No matter who you are, be it Anthony Davis, be it anyone, if you play alongside that guy, because of who that guy is, the expectations go up exponentially.
But here's the deal. That ain't an excuse to let him off the hook, Shane.
No.
Because here's the deal. You were in the Western Conference Finals last year. So if there was ever a time where you could be shell-shocked, when you make the all-in-season trade, you get Hachimura and then you get D'Lo along with Vanderbilt. Building those brothers, you end up going to the Western Conference Finals.
Right.
You had enough time with LeBron in a Lakers uniform, and in D'Lo's case, it's the second time you're in a Lakers uniform. You know the expectations that come with being a Los Angeles Laker. You got to step up and handle your business.
Right, but here's the thing. Maybe this is as far as he can go.
Maybe this is as far as he can go.
And we asked him to go here when he can only go here.
And those are the unfair expectations. I'm talking about individually, not collectively.
Right.
We agree collectively on what they're supposed to do.
Okay.
Look, here's the other thing, Stephen A. There are teams that are better. We didn't have Minnesota being this good.
No, we did not.
Right.
We didn't have Oklahoma City being this good.
No, right.
These are two young teams with star players.
With fresh legs.
And by the way, we did have Sacramento being as good because we've seen it.
Right.
So are the Lakers, is the Lakers roster outside of
LeBron,
is it better than those teams? No, it isn't.
No.
And so we're asking D'Lo is going to save the day? I think that expectation is out of line.
They're just asking him to do his job. I mean, Anthony Davis is averaging 24.3 points per game. But here's the thing. Not only is LeBron an MVP candidate, Anthony Davis is definitely a leading candidate for defensive player.
Absolutely. No doubt.
Without question. So when you look at it from that perspective, and he's only missed two games, Shannon Sharp might actually win a bet with me. He might actually win a bet with me. What's the bet?
How many?
I guaranteed him that Anthony Davis would
have played
65 games. But I got to admit, he's looking pretty good right now.
He looks great.
I thought he'd lose the bet by Valentine's Day. I thought he'd lose the bet. So Shannon Sharp is looking very, very good right now, but we shall see. But still in all, you got enough pieces, and there's a familiarity, a cohesiveness. They wanted to stay together. They were kept together by Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss. I did expect more from the Lakers than a 2-5 record since the in-season tournament.
But remember, we had this conversation, Stephen A. I said they're going to put a lot of emphasis because it's an in-season tournament. That you wanted to be the first to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that's right or wrong, mm-hmm. but if Commissioner Silver, if they're going to institute this, why not win it? Why not win it? And so they did. They put a lot of emphasis on that tournament, and they played extremely well. Didn't lose a game. But now it's time to refocus and get ready. This is the regular season. Mm-hmm. And they have. I've been disappointed in how they played. LeBron James has been exceptional. And people say, well, why would you – you got the man scoring 40. Why is that a problem? He's capable of it.
Yes.
This is the expectations I have of him.
Right.
I'm not surprised. I expect it. but maybe we're expecting too much from the other guys.
The others, the team.
They play bully ball in the paint. That's what LeBron and
he's playing bully ball
in the paint. He can't.
Did you see the man go 5 of 5? That ain't in the paint. He went 5 of 5 from three. But so that's at least 22 feet away. That ain't the paint.
We know that ain't going to last. That's not going to last.
He's shooting 41.7% from the three.
Why are you blowing? Because that's something's going to kill you. Not the 3-point shooting. I mean, he might get the 40 points, but it ain't going to come via 3-point shooting. You can't rely on that.
That's LeBron James. Has he not surprised you over the last 21 years? What have he done?
He has not surprised me. I expect greatness from LeBron James because he's phenomenal. I got him number 2 player all time in the history of basketball. I mean, I expect that from him.
MB, let me ask you, as great as he is, when they put him on the cover of Sports Illustrated, did you think he would be this good?
Not necessarily this long. I thought there'd be a period of being this great.
That's a good answer.
A period of being this great means 8 years, right? I mean, no. So to go, look, he's playing better at an old age, than anybody in any sport has played.
No question.
Right? I mean, to be able to sustain it for this many years is what you look at now at 39 years old and just go, my God,
that's right.
Amazing.
We marvel at it.
We just don't
do it the way Shay does it. That's all. What you want me to do? Are you just going to satisfy you if I put on a goat mask? That's what you want me to do?
Nah.
That's going to happen.
But you know they have something in a little Louis Vuitton case at the end of the year. It's about this tall. The Larry O'Brien.
Once upon a time, I didn't know that. But you did buy me one of those. I know it now.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's not the 2012 Super Bowl season anymore, but Joe Flacco keeps winning. The veteran quarterback has won 3 straight as the signal caller for the Cleveland Browns, who are now 1 win away from clinching a spot in the playoffs despite being without Deshaun Watson since week 10. Cleveland has 10 wins despite using 4 different starting quarterbacks this season. The team holds the AFC's top wild card spot and would be just 1 game behind the Ravens for the division if Baltimore loses to the 49ers tonight. Shannon, are the Cleveland Browns legitimate Super Bowl contenders with Joe Flacco as their quarterback?
As good as he's looked, let me take that back. As great as Joe Flacco has looked, and we understand with that defense, they're number one in pass defense. Mm-hmm. I still don't think they have enough offensively because now if they had Nick Chubb and they have Joe Flacco playing like this, I would agree with you. But they don't run the ball well enough since Nick Chubb has been out. But Joe Flacco has been sensational. And I broached this last night on Nightcap. You tell me the 4-game stretch in which Deshaun Watson has looked this good in the Cleveland Browns.
It hasn't happened. And I can't think of a 2-game stretch in which Deshaun Watson has looked like
that. And Joe Flacco got off his couch out of a carpool lane and came in and is doing this. He's been sensational, but I'm going to say no because I think if they play the Ravens in the playoffs, I think if they play the Miami Dolphins in the playoffs, I think those are teams that could get away from them offensively. And so I'm going to say no, but they look really good. Amari Cooper was sensational yesterday.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Shannon Sharp? I'm going to disagree with you.
Wow.
I'm going to say,
wow. Yes.
Check this out. 10-7, 10 touchdown passes, 7 interceptions, 3-1 as a starter. We're talking about Joe Flacco, who you said has been sensational.
Yes.
Here's where it gets interesting. I got Amari Cooper as the legit number one.
Oh, he
you
is,
know what
for
he
sure.
can do as Amari
sure.
Cooper, right?
Yeah.
Njoku is a weapon from your tight end spot who can do big things for you. You should appreciate
yeah,
that.
I do.
I'm talking about
yep.
one of the greatest tight ends in the history of football, okay? You should appreciate that. Kareem Hunt is no scrub.
No.
Okay, so it's not Chubb. It's not Chubb, all right? The offensive line, when you protect Flacco,
yeah.
he can throw the football. And then we got to go to the defensive side of the ball. Cleveland's defense is no joke, particularly the ability to get to the pass, mm-hmm. or to the passer, right?
Yep.
So now here we go. Let's analyze this for a second. In Kansas City, we got receivers that can't catch.
True.
Okay? In Miami, we've got somebody in Tua who looks spectacular when protected.
Mm-hmm.
When under duress, not so much.
Right.
We've got a guy in Josh Allen. We know what he's capable of positively, but negatively can obviously struggle from time to time in terms of turning over the football because he engages in hero ball, okay? If we take that into consideration, now we got to get to the division rivalry that is the Baltimore Ravens. And you said it, you, RC, and everybody else that's played football has taught me you can never dismiss division rivals.
Nope.
So when I look at it from that perspective, by default, if Joe Flacco is throwing the football effectively, it really comes down to the offensive line. Is the Cleveland Browns offensive line good enough to protect Joe Flacco no matter who they'll go against in the AFC? I ask you that question.
Yeah, because there's no pass rush that's relentless that you're like, oh, my God, there's just no way to protect
him.
The thing that concerns me about the Cleveland Browns, and I've watched him since he's been in there,
right,
is he turns the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the 10 touchdowns and the 7 interceptions.
That's true.
And once you get to the playoffs, you play double for turnovers. And so, you know, you throw you have 2 interceptions in a playoff game, and probably they're going to be on the road because they are a wild card. That's going to probably get you in trouble, Stephen A. But I've been very impressed with the way they played. They got Myles Garrett. They got Za'Darius Smith on the other side that can get pressure on your quarterback. Denzel Ward on the back end. They fly around to the football. This is a very good football team, especially defensively. They're better defensively than they are offensively. But I just don't know if they have enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I am shocked that they have this record, considering the quarterback play, the way Deshaun played when he was in there, and then he goes out, and then they lose 2 or 3 other quarterbacks, and Flacco comes in.
200-yard receiving game for Amari Cooper, the third team he's done it with in his career.
Only T.O.
Only other receiver is Terrell Owens, who's done that in his career. Major props to him for that. I ask you this last question. When you look at Baltimore, if mm-hmm. Baltimore shows up and for any reason they get exposed to some degree, everybody ain't San Francisco, we understand that. But if you see something from Baltimore tonight that makes you diminish your expectations for them in any way, what does that do for Cleveland?
Well, because I don't believe Cleveland possessed the offensive arsenal. Because the 49ers can make a lot of teams look bad mm-hmm. because they have so many playmakers. They have the Debo. They have the Ayuk. They have the Kittle. They have Christian McCaffrey. Solid offensive line led by Trent Williams.
Okay.
Kyle Shanahan calling the plays.
That's right.
Very few offenses possess that with Brock Purdy at the helm. Defensively, they're not great. Mm-hmm. They're very good. They're not great defensively, but they're very good. I don't see anything that the Ravens could do tonight because I know Lamar Jackson at any given moment can run into the phone booth and change out of his ordinary clothes and put a cape on.
Right.
So I know he's more than capable of doing that. And we've seen him do heroic things.
Mm.
But do I believe Cleveland can go back on the road again and beat the Baltimore Ravens?
Right.
I do not.
I tell you this much. When San Francisco had a losing streak this year, it was started by Cleveland beating them.
Yeah.
Just wanted to throw that in there. We'll see.
Debo got hurt.
I agree. But they still lost.
McCaffrey got
a loss
hurt.
Is a loss. You told me no excuses. That's what Shannon Sharpe taught me.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's Christmas Day, and the ESPN family of networks has a gift of a slate for you all day long. We've got the NBA countdown crew with us. Will Bond, Malika, Big Perk, all in the house. Malika, let's go to you, my dear. Let's start with you. What's the biggest thing you need to see today?
What's the biggest thing I need to see today?
That's right. We want.
Oh,
to,
man, Stephen.
Where's
A?
The camera? They got. I mean, is the camera going to find you? Just going to leave Malika? Come
I
on
guess
in.
I'm just going to come up here and join you.
Thank you so much.
Walk into
you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas,
my friend. Merry Christmas, Shannon.
Malika.
I guess if there's something that I need to see on Christmas Day, are the Warriors for real? Is what we've been seeing recently. They're streets for real. They're going to be tested in the Mile High City, Stephen A.
Did you see Klay Thompson starting to hit threes again?
Yeah.
Did you see that? Are you worried? You should be worried. You should be worried, Shannon.
I got GOAT.
Oh, you got LeBron.
Everything's about GOAT James with him. Everything's about GOAT James. You sure about that? You still holding on to that? You still think the Lakers are going to do something?
We'll answer all questions today on Christmas.
On Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day against the Celtics.
So what are you saying? Are you predicting that the Lakers are going to stomp the Celtics today?
We ain't going to stomp them. We just going to win. You want to put dinner on it? I mean, you over there. I mean, you looking. Get the surprise off your face. Do you want to give a bet? Yes or no?
That's what you know I what? I'm going to take it. Just because you
step between you two.
You're getting on my nerves. You're getting on my nerves. Just because. I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
Listen, guys, what I want to see, my biggest thing I want to see today is I want to see the Boston Celtics, and I want to see you do something other than shoot threes. Over the last couple of games, they've been doing their things, and I appreciate that, okay? But prior to that, launching 63s against Sacramento, I believe. If it wasn't Sacramento, I forgot who it was about. I think it was Sacramento. I was worried about that. You're not winning a championship if you're living off the three the way the Boston Celtics were doing. That's my concern, Malika.
They have the personnel, right? They shoot the three ball incredibly well. It would be nice maybe to see them get to the free throw line a little bit more. Kristaps Porzingis certainly could do that.
Right.
When they're making threes, though, Shannon, we're not talking about this, right? Like, when they're making threes, it's like, okay, this is the Boston Celtics that we feel like could finally be the team that is able to win banner number 18. It's when they're missing those threes in the playoffs, that's when there's a little bit of
I got the win in the chip. I got them winning the chip. I just don't know if they'll win today.
Remember, it is Christmas Day.
Yes.
There's time. There's time to evolve.
Right.
I agree with you about the threes. But they're not going to play bully ball like LeBron and AD are able to.
Right.
And on the other hand, the other extreme is they've got to find some outside shooting, even if that means making a deal. They got to find some outside shooting in order to support LeBron. They do.
Mm-hmm.
I know you think they have it on the roster, Stephen A. I don't.
Unfortunately, the deal to be made is not going to happen on Christmas, so it's not
a one. It is not a one in the tree. It ain't a box with ribbon.
Right.
It's not.
Are you wishing for Zach LaVine to become a Los Angeles Laker?
I'm not sure. I think Zach LaVine makes them exponentially better.
Hmm.
But I think there's a piece out there I ain't going to tell y'all because somebody else might swoop in and steal it from me.
Really?
No, I'm going to keep that.
Is it coming from north, just south of the North Pole?
That's between me, Rob, and Genie.
You know what Shannon is admitting, right? You know what Shannon is admitting, right? Even goats need help. We going to for NBA countdown.
Really,
let's
that's
roll,
what we
y'all.
Doing now, Steve?
Uh-huh.
That's what we doing?
Uh-huh.
Merry Christmas, y'all.